This leaf is in your house. The branch of the tree is inside your house. So Gemara asked the question, if so, balabayas naminachayas. If so, if the peiros like are inside your chotzer, or the branch is inside your house, so even when the balabas goes to eat from this fruit, he should also have a chi of trumas amaisas first. Like if we're talking about now that it came into the bayas, so according to everybody, you chayiv and trumas amaisas. So why does the balabas potter? So Gemara says like this, bal habayas, the balabas, ain of vitein osoy. His mind, his eyes, is upon the tree. He owns the tree. So his main das is upon the tree itself. And where is the tree? The tree is outside the house. The tree is outside the chotzer. The tree is in the ginus, damish tamerus. So therefore, if you go bust to the tree, therefore, it's not mechuyev and trumas amaisus. It's not called, it came into the chotzer yet. But for lekeach, the one that bought this fruit off this branch, ain of v'mekhoi. His eyes is on what he bought. And since he bought this branch, and this branch right now is inside the chotzer or inside the bayis, therefore, lakeach is mechayiv and trumas amaisus. So there's no steer with Rabbi Yanni or Rabbi Yechanan. That normal, it's only mechuyev and trumas amaisus if the parents came into the bayis, or else according to Rabbi Yechanan into the chotzer. But, or I mean, according to Rabbi Yanni into the chotzer. Okay, Rabbi Yanni was the one that said out of the bayis, and Rabbi Yechanan said the chotzer. So here also, the lakeach is talking about that what he bought is inside the chotzer or the bayis. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true that a lakeach, somebody that buys fruits of somebody else, he has to give trumas amaisus midiraisa? If we're making a diak now, it says only a poyol is allowed to eat from these peris without trumas amaisus. Mashma midiraisa, there's a diak though, that a lakeach, if you buy it, then you are mechuyev in trumas amaisus. Is that true that a lakeach is mechuyev in midiraisa? Is that true? The Yotanya was not like this. Mifnei ma chorvu chanuyah shol beis hinoi sholoi shonim kodim yishlayim. How come the chanuyas, the stores, shol beis hinoi, Rashi says, shemokam, the people in this city, that they were destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim? Why? Mifnei shehemidu divreyam al divrei Torah. Because they only did things the way the Torah said it, and they did not listen to the Rabbanan. Rashi says, kleimar, ma shosru madivrei chachomim, whatever what the chachom said was also, they said no, midiraisis mutar. They only went bus of the diraisa and not bus of the rabbanim. But I call upon what it said in the Torah they did. So what does this mean? So what did they? What was this? What was the story here? Shoyoimrim. They said shoyoimrim. Asertiyasa. That's what the pasuk says before you eat. You have to take off trumas and maitzris. Like Rashi says, asertiyasa v'yachalta. The pasuk says. So Rashi says treik roi v'smichel adodi. There are two psukim one next to another. So the pasuk mash maaser tiyase v'chalta v'loy moichet fuazarecha v'loy lakeach. Not if you sell it, not if you buy. There's only the one that grew the peiros. When he eats from it midiraisa, he has to take off trumas and maaseris. But not if you sell it to somebody else, or not if you buy the peiros. So mash midiraisa. If you buy peiros of somebody else, you're potter for trumas and maaseris. True midirabbanon yechayiv. So they didn't darshan. They weren't machmir in the rabbanon. That's why this city, Beis Hinoi, their chanuyos were destroyed. But Akopon and Yisimi Diraisa, though we dashin, Aser Tiaser, V'loi Lokeach, that a Lokeach is potter from Trumas and Maitreis. So how can you tell me before that a Poyel is potter, but Mashma Lokeach is Chayiv? The Gemara says true. Ela Midirabonin. That we wanted to make a Diak before that a Lokeach, somebody that buys Teres, that he's Chayiv, it's only Midirabonin. Who croas Machta Bialma. And the pasuk is only in Esmachta that we make a drasha that just like the balabos could eat without trumas and maizros, who was in the poil, but not a lakeach. That's only in Esmachta. But midiraisa though, even a lakeach, if you buy peiros, also you're allowed to eat from it without taking off trumas and maizros. It's only zarech, it's only your own growing. Peiros that you grew, then you can't eat without trumas and maizros. But if you bought them, you're allowed to eat them even without trumas and maizros, midiraisa. It's only midirabonin that you have a chiyuv. So the Gemara says, if so, Ela kinaf shecho l'mayosa. Like before, in the blot before, we said that whole pasuk of kisava v'kerem reyecho v'yachalta kinaf shecho is extra for drosha. It came to teach us halachas. So what do we do with the word kinaf shecho, that the worker is allowed to eat grapes like the owner? What's the chiddush kinaf shecho? The Gemara says, look at the Tanya, like we learned. Kinaf shecho. Ma naf shecho in chasam tepoto, just like the owner himself. If when he's pulling off the grape, he muzzles himself. In other words, he makes it that he's offer. that he's not allowed to eat the peres, it's mutter. There's only an issa, you're not allowed to work with the shor and muzzle him. But a work, the owner, he's allowed to, like Muslims, he's allowed to make up that he's not going to eat from the peres, b'shach he's working on it. So the same thing, af poyel, in chasamta potter, the same if you have a worker working for you, you can make it tonight with him, I'll only hire you if you make up clearly you will not eat from the peres. Even though me your eyes in the mal you have a heta, but if the owner makes the peres a condition with you that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to eat. And the chiddush is there's no iser of leisachtem. It only applies by a shor bedishoy and not by a person, like we'll soon see. The Gemara says mosiv mazutra. Mazutra asks the question: Eizayil gurnon lemaitros. What's called the gemar malach? What's called the gurnon, the final pile that you made of your peres to say it's mechuyev in maitros? Rashi says. That from then on he can't even do achilas arai. Bidav have to take off trumas and maestros. So in this mustamas after you brought it into the house, or both, you have to do this first and then bring it into the house. But it has to be a gemar malacha, then you mechuyev in trumas and maestros. So the kishrim of the luyim, when you have cucumbers or pumpkins, misha yifkesu. When it started to blossom, when the blossom is there, Rashi says misha yinto pikeshalem vu prach hagodah b'roishay. When the flower falls off it, that's called the Gemara Malach already. For Amar Rabasi, Mishayinto Pinka Shalhem. It means when you pull it off or when it fell off. That's when it's called the Gemara Malach of the pumpkins or the cucumbers. So my love, don't you mean to say, Misha Yifkesu, that when the flower, the first flower falls off it, Afilu Basada, even if it's in the field, it's also called the Gemara Malach. And also then it's also tedious, even in Achilles Arai, until you take off Trumas and Maestros. So you see you do not need the bias like Rabbi Yannai, or the Chotz like Rabbi Yechanan, so it's a kashan both of them. Here it's mashma that your parents is mechuyiv, and Trumas and Maestros, as soon as it's a Gemar Malacha. Gemar says loy, it means mishayif kesu babayis. Of course we're talking about that you brought these fruits, these vegetables into your house. And even if you have a riyas, and they have bias, it also has to be a Gemar Malacha. That means the perach, the flower of it fell off. Yochi is so the Gemara is Misha Yifkesu. What do you mean to say Misha Yifkesu? Ad She Yifkesu Mi Boile. Should have said until. Rashi says Hoyol Lashmina Noso. The Yafa Bayis Ein Kavas Ad She Yifkesu. Since you're teaching me a chiddush here that even though it went into the house, still it's not mechuyev in Trumas and Maestros until the pair of the flower falls off it. So it should have said a lashon of Ad She Yifkesu Mi Boile. Gemara says true, but Itano Ad She Yifkesu. If the price would have said that it's still potter and trumas and maestros, even after coming to the house, until the flower fell off it, hava mino ad de gomar lepikusayu, until the whole thing fell off. Kamash malon, the chiddush is no, misha yifkesu. What does that mean? Mechias chule pikusayu. When the beginning of the blossoming falls off, the beginning of the perach, the beginning of the flower falls off, that's called the gemar malachor. That's enough to have a chiyuv trumas and maestros. But Bemisim was talking about that you brought it into the house already. Therefore, there's no kashan Rabbi Yannai or Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Mosev Mazutra. Mazutra asks the question, Pray the Rav Nachman, Gornoi Lemaisar, Lechayiv Olav Mishrim Tevel. What's called the Gorin Lemaisar? What's called the Paris Havas Gemara Malach already? That now if you eat it, it's all satita without Trumas Lemaisar. Mishetigmar Malachton. When you finish the work with it, and as you make it now, it's final stage. V'yezeyu gemar malachton. What's called gemar malachton? Melechas hachnesoson. The malacha bringing in it hachnesoson. So my love hachnesoson afilo basode. Doesn't mean when you brought it into your fields. So according to Kashan Rabbi Yannai, you see, you do not have to bring it into the house. It's enough bringing it in just to your fields. So Rashi says, so my hachnesoson. What does it mean hachnesosoi? Tivirosoi. As long as you gather together all your fruits and vegetables, that alone is called the Gemara Malacha. So it could even be Basodis, the Tichash, according to both of them, both according to Rabbi Yani and according to Rabbi Yochanan. Here at Samashmi, you do not need the bayis, or you do not need even the chaser. It's enough in the field. So Gemara says, Loi, Hachnisosan la bayis. It means when you bring it into your house, Zehu Gemara Malachton. That's called the final process of the fruits. From then on, it's also tedit without taking off Trumas and Maestros. But before that, it's only Yosim and Rabbonon, and only an Achilas Kfa, but not a snack, not an Achilas Arai. The boy is saying another there it is, Kikom Rabbi Yannai, when did Rabbi Yannai say that you have to have the bias, b'zeisim v'yanovim, only by olives and by grapes. Delav v'nei goreninu, that those things doesn't have a different gemar malacha. There's no place that you like pile them together. The place that you pile your grapes or your olives is by bringing it home. So Rashi says, "Hoim dem liachila. What do you do with grapes and olives? Eat them. V'yafein b'chlal tfuah ma'isa shlemen atoira. Hila negroninu. There's also a bias kavosan. Shem lom kviyas acher. Since there's no other kviyas, he's coming into the house. Avochitim usoirin. But wheat and barley, goyrin behedjik sivbei. There the Torah says goyrin. Rashi says, Gabi Chavish Shemais, and Yech Megurim Leah Peris, Mikor Emo, Latov Kerboshi, Yama Marno, Lazuas. This is different. Also, the Morris says what? Avachitim Sarim Gurim Behedjik sivbei. So therefore, since it says a gurim by itself could be by wheat and by barley, any type of a gurim you make, even Basada, maybe there he also agrees. That's called the Gemara Melacha.